For the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond, KZFR 90.1 FM, streaming worldwide at kzfr.org. And the opinions on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, board, or contributors to KZFR, but they are that of mine alone. My name is Ray Lager. I'll be your host today on Butte Views and Beyond. And thank you for tuning in this evening. Ken Clark, Organ Trio, Eternal Funk, laying down that entry tune. Yeah, it's kind of the vibe here. Just a minute after 6 o'clock, and a lovely evening here in downtown Chico. If you're heading out to the Thursday night market, nights and clouds and stuff, yeah, it's a nice one. So maybe get out and experience something cultural, artistic, live music, you know, you get the vibe. Butte Views and Beyond is made possible by your generous contributions and also by Friends of the Arts, your state local partner to the California Arts Council since 2001. Friends of the Arts has been creating economic opportunity by producing and supporting events and publishing a bi-monthly arts and culture newsletter. To stay in the know or have your event listed, visit friendsof.art. And also by the Pageant Theater, celebrating the art of film and community by bringing independent world cinema, documentary, cult, and classic films to 6th and Flume Street in downtown Chico. An authentic neighborhood art house theater experience since 1980. The Pageant offers organic popcorn and vegan options, local beers, and more. Details at pageanttheater.com. Wind it down. Got a KZFR event this weekend, and I'm going to let the pros tell you about it. It's, if you're in a vinyl, you're in a vinyl kind of mood, you're a vinyl person, we are having the Summer Record Swap on Sunday.
Sunday, July 27th, it's a KZFR Record Swap. The sale takes place from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Chico branch of the Butte County Library, and as per usual, is your chance to snag used LPs, 45s, CDs, and cassettes from local vendors. If you're interested in having a table of your own, visit kzfr.org/recordswap for details. Once more, that's a KZFR Record Swap on Sunday, July 27th, 9 a.m. to noon at the library, 1108 Sherman Avenue in Chico. See you soon, and stay tuned to 90.1 KZFR.
All right, we're going to kick into our first interview. Another KZFR kind of thing happening. Well, it's a pleasure to welcome Michael Lawrence, who is an account manager with Vitalin, which is our local blood donation center for Chico and Yuba City. And KZFR, now we've just talking about this. I'm not sure if KZFR has done this before, but we've been around 35 years and everything's not written down. So we might have, but we decided in an effort to help create more community outreach and awareness in these interesting changing times of public media that we need to get out more and get out in front of the public more and let them understand the kind of things we do. And after meeting Michael at a chamber event where he was doing a presentation, I thought, oh, this would be perfect for KZFR and our listeners. So, you know, we're grateful enough to have this platform. So let's use it for the community good as well as, you know, to enlighten and entertain and all the other things that are educate, other things that are stated in our mission. So long story short, welcome to Butte Views and Beyond, Michael.
Hey, thanks for having me, Ray. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's an interesting process. And as the listening public, if you are interested, go to kzfr.org and you'll see on our homepage a tab about the blood drive and you can sign up. So, Michael, let's talk a little bit about Vitalin, what you guys do, and maybe how these things work, because I don't think people really understand what is the concept of how does the blood get from Vitalin to the patient and those kind of things.
Yeah, so the Vitalin is a nonprofit organization. We're across the United States, and we're just very blessed to have a center here in Chico. This is where we support all the local hospitals with patients from emergency surgeries, any kind of trauma that needs blood, cancer treatment, all sorts of different disorders, blood disorders and those kind of things. We are having blood drives when and whenever we can to make sure that we're supporting the blood supply as best as possible.
Yeah, excellent. And the summer is the biggest need, isn't that correct?
Yes, it is. You know, between Memorial Day and Labor Day, it's the trauma personnel, they refer to that 100 days as the 100 deadliest days of the year. And the reason is because you have so many more people out vacationing, driving cars, going, doing recreational things, climbing cliffs, doing all that kind of stuff, unfortunately having accidents. And the need for blood goes up during that time because there's so many things happening. But unfortunately, because so many people are out on the road and vacationing and schools are out of session, the donations go way down during the summer. So we experience a blood shortage happening in the summer regularly, annually. So that's why it's such a great blessing to be able to partner with KZFR, then being open to be hosting a blood drive, especially during this time of year.
Yeah, sorry about that, because my phone goes off. Yeah, no, it only makes sense because you don't have the donation source because people are on vacation and things like that. And then you've got, it's summertime, everybody's out doing things, and the likelihood of the odds are working against because you have so many people traveling. And, you know, like you said, having accidents, tripping, falling, breaking a leg, you know, having a medical emergency or whatever. So that definitely came into our sphere when we talked about planning this, and ours is going to be on August 24th on a Sunday, and we're partnering with our friends over at Knockout Collision because they're closed on Sunday, but they have a big parking area and parking lot, so we're doing it right out in front there at Knockout, which will be great, and a lot of their employees and family members are participating as well. So we have a goal of 30 units. And, you know, to be honest with you, you always want to have more people donating because somebody's going to forget and somebody's going to be out of town or have, you know, life happens. So you want to have, you know, a nice buffer of another 10 or 15% of possible donors to help reach that goal. So we are still taking signups if you would like to donate blood at kzfr.org. So you can jump over there and we'll guide you through the process.
It sounds good. You know, another one, something to be aware of too, is not just do we have people who no-show, but also there's a possibility for a deferral. So they check your iron before you donate. And if your iron level isn't at the appropriate level, unfortunately, you're not able to donate. Eating foods high in iron are going to be key. If you are going to be coming to donate blood, whether it's at the KZFR radio, or any time, the last thing you want to do is be all prepared, get excited, knowing that you're going to help save lives and show up, and then they do the finger prick, and unfortunately, your blood iron levels are too low. And the way you combat that is you eat food high in iron, rich in iron. If you're a meat eater, red meat, have a steak the night before, that's great, enjoy that. Not a meat eater, broccoli, spinach, leafy greens, those are great. Having orange juice, eating oranges, all those types of things are going to be able to boost your iron level and get you into a place to where you'd be able to donate and again, help save lives.
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out. We hadn't really touched on that. Michael and I have been talking a lot in the last 2 or 3 weeks, and that's a good one to know too. And I think I'll get that posted up on our socials and that for people that are involved. Matter of fact, I'll add that to my e-blast I sent out this morning. So
I have a document I can share with you, Ray. It'll be perfect.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the process. There's different types of donations. There's whole blood donation and that. What you want to walk through that a little bit and kind of inform people?
There are multiple different types of donations. If you go into the center, there's even more. As far as on a mobile blood drive, we can do what we call whole blood donation. And that's where when you donate, you give the whole blood component. So there's three components that make up your blood. You have red blood cells, platelets, and plasma. That's like the 30,000 foot view. Of your whole blood. And so when you do a whole blood donation, boom, all three of those components go. Then there's the option for what we call a power red donation. And these are fantastic because it only takes about 10 minutes longer. You get hooked up to this machine that's right there, and it takes your whole blood, but then it filters out the platelets and plasma and gives you back your plasma along with some saline. So you actually get hydrated during the donation, which I prefer actually, because I feel much better afterwards. And most everybody does feel better after a power red donation. And then what happens is because it's filtered right then and there, the red blood cells that were collected, they become a concentrated donation. And so your one donation becomes two. So you get to help more, double the patients that you would if you were just doing a whole blood donation.
Wow. Okay, great. Yeah, that sounds like the way to go. And yeah. You had mentioned that option is open to you right up to the time of your donation, correct?
Yes. When you go to schedule an appointment, you're going to see that there are whole blood appointment slots and there's power red appointment slots. If you want to do schedule a power red appointment slot, boom, nail it. Get in there and lock it down. If you're not quite sure if you want to do a power red or not, but there's no other whole blood spots available in the time frame that you'd like, but there's a power red, you go ahead and schedule that power red donation. And when you come in, you speak to donor care and you say, hey, I'm just interested in doing a whole blood. That's no problem. We'll get you in. I can't create a blood drive that doesn't have power red slots on there because it's they're so beneficial that we always have to have at least a few on there to make sure that they're open, because they do take a little bit longer. So the way the time frame gets scheduled and all those different things, we have to have slots, those power red slots on there.
Yeah, and the blood, the people taking your blood will not be KZFR programmers. They will actually be professional by talent.
Yes, they are professionals. they do it every single day. If you've had a bad experience, unfortunately, people have had bad experiences at doctor's offices or whatever, where they just it just was painful or that kind of thing. These folks are the best of the best. They do this all day long, every single day. I can't tell you the number of times I've had first-time donors who are very nervous. I do drives at tens of different high schools. You have these young donors who've never donated. They're terrified. They sit down. They get the donation going. I walk up to them and I say, hey, was it near as bad as you thought it'd be? And 99% of the time they say, no, it was not near as bad as I thought it would be. So, you know, if the young high school kid can beat the fear and step up and do it, then anybody should definitely be able to do it. They walk out of there, they're excited, they beat a fear, and they know that they helped potentially save three lives. So it's a win all across the board.
Yeah, it's great. It really is. It's all in your head.
It really is. Yeah.
You know, you just have to, just roll it up and it'll be fine. Everything will be fine. And you'll be around a bunch of like-minded people. And there will be a lot of KZFR programmers there. So you get to meet some folks. And I want to thank Kareem Abouzeh, the owner of Knockout Collision. After you and I met at the Chamber event, a day or two later, I was out hanging out at Knockout and talking to Kareem, and I said, hey, are you interested in doing, and Kareem is a big, huge community supporter, and they love doing things like this at Knockout Collision. And I said, you know what, this your front parking area would probably be perfect for the Bloodmobiles and those things. And he was like, yeah, let's do it. I'm all about this. So thank you to those guys, because that's what it takes to create community, is everybody chipping in together for the greater good.
You got it. You hit the nail right on the head. And it's just so fantastic that Knockout stepped up. And not only are they providing us a place to be able to bring the Bloodmobile to park it and have this amazing blood drive, but they're also, their own employees are going to be stepping up and rolling up their sleeve, just like you said. And it takes the whole community. And this blood is going to the local hospitals in our area. And so, you know, it's possible that the blood that is going to be donated at that blood drive could possibly be used for someone that you know, whoever's listening. I mean, that's the facts, is they could be getting in an accident shortly thereafter, and boom, they're going to need that blood, you know. And for the folks who are out there who are like, I don't know, I'm just afraid of needles, or I've never done it before. You know, honestly, when I hear that, the one thing that I think of is, if your child or if you're one of your loved ones that you love deeply needed blood and you had to donate, for them to save their life, I guarantee that you wouldn't worry whether or not you were afraid of the donation or any of that. You would step up and do it. And the fact of the matter is that whoever your blood's going to, that is someone's daughter, that is someone's son, someone's loved one, and you're helping them out. You're being a good Samaritan, an anonymous good Samaritan that's helping save lives. And I think that that's a pretty darn thing to be proud of.
No, I agree. It's the gift of kindness, and kindness to strangers is probably the greatest kind, because there's no, it's not like, oh, they're going to think about this or that kind of thing. It's just, you do it because it's the right thing to do. So,
yeah, you're darn right.
Very good. Well, thank you, Michael. Anything in closing we should mention? Let's see. Knockout Collision, if you don't know where it is, it's on Esplanade, just below Eaton Road. So very easy to find. I give you the address, 3225 Esplanade. But, in these modern times, you could probably just tell your phone and it'll drive you there. So,
yeah. I would share just a couple of statistics, if that's okay with you, Ray.
Sure, please.
It's just really important for people to know, every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Okay, every 2 seconds. And 60% of the population is actually eligible to donate. And the sad fact is actually less than 3% do. And so my job, and working together with KZFR and anybody else who's interested in wanting to work with me, my job is to change that less than 3% number to 3% or greater than 3%, because the more people that we get on board, the better it's going to sustain the blood supply. A healthy blood supply is about 4 to 5 days on the shelf. Currently, we're running at 1 to 2 days. Okay. So it's very, very sketchy in that regard. And we just want to get that blood supply healthy and strong. One thing too to remember is that blood is not, it's perishable. It only has a 42-day shelf life, okay? So that's why we have to have blood drives going constantly to be able to continue to replenish the blood supply. Because the fact is that the hospitals are using the blood faster than we are able to collect it at this point. So thank you again, KZFR. Thank you, Collision. And thank you to all the amazing folks who are listening to this. If you're considering it, I ask, please just think about potentially saving 3 lives. Think about how good you're going to feel when you walked out of there beating that fear. Or if you haven't donated for a long time, stepping up and coming back. The blood supply, blood donations are down 20% across the board since COVID. And we lost a lot of lifetime donors that just didn't come back after the donation stopped happening during COVID. And so we need to be able to fill those empty spots. And that's where all of us come in to make a difference.
Yeah. And what, think about it. What a wonderful thing to do. And it's going to affect everyone at some point, whether it's in your family or in your life or whatever. And it just makes sense that the summertime people are traveling. You watch the news, you hear about accidents all the time, and they need help, and they need us. So,
yeah, you got it.
Very cool. Well, thank you, Mr. Lawrence. I appreciate you taking the time to join us on Butte Views and Beyond. And I look forward to the blood drive. Again, it's going to be on Sunday, August 24th. And if you go to kzfr.org, you'll see a tab for the blood drive, give you all the information there. And you can sign up and we'll get you scheduled. So it's pretty simple, and you're going to meet a lot of nice people there.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Ray, for having me. Thank you for this time, for just being able to share and get the word out about this very, very special cause. And again, thank you, KZFR, for putting on this this blood drive. I'm super excited about to see how things are going to turn out. Sounds great so far. Really looking forward to it. And again, appreciate your time.
Well, I'd like to make this a regular annual event for the station. And, not that I'm super competitive, but, I want KZFR to be the leader in this, because I know our people and they're good.
So. Let's go. Yeah, I love it.
And on that note also, because I know there's a lot of different people that are connected to other organizations and businesses, if your business or organization is interested, please contact Michael Lawrence at Vitalion, and you can do it too.
Yeah, shameless plug, my email is M as in Michael Lawrence, LAWRENCE at Vitalant, VITALANT.org. Or you can call me at 530-592-5259. I would love to work with anyone and everyone who's open to helping save more lives.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you, sir. Have a great evening.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. We'll take a little quick musical break and a little blast from the past, and then we'll get... got a beautiful new art project that just launched in downtown Chico, and it's a pleasure to bring the next interview to you. But first, how about a little Atlanta Rhythm Section? You remember those guys? Woo, yeah.
Man.
All right, a little blast from the past there. Dorville from Atlanta Rhythm Section, and let's get into our next interview.
Well, it is a pleasure to welcome Vienna Boring, who is the vice chair of the Chico Arts Commission, and Katie Posey, who is a arts commissioner. And I invited them to the program because if you've been downtown lately, you've seen the new art wrap on utility boxes. Is that what those are called?
Absolutely, yes. It's called the Public Art Power Up Program.
Power Up, I love it. So, and this was done through a grant through the Arts Commission, correct? City of Chico grant?
No.
Oh, no, it's not.
Actually, no, it's not funded with public money. This was a project that we talked about. Katie and I have been commissioners for the last few years, and it's something that was in the works with the previous Arts Commission. And yes, we've finally seen it to fruition, but it essentially started off, Ray, I'm sure you've seen it. I know Katie and I have talked about this. Other towns across the state, across the country, where in their downtown area, they chose local artists to wrap their utility boxes. And we thought that would be a nice addition to our downtown Chico area. So that's what the idea was. And as you've said yourself, you're seeing it come to life.
Honestly, it brings me joy every time. And I'm just stricken by the professional presentation of them, how beautifully they've been done. The colors are fabulous. It's a real asset. And especially, they're kind of on corners and kind of key locations that they kind of jump right out at you.
Mm-hmm. And one thing to note is, One of the goals in the City of Chico's Master Arts Plan is to expand the city's role in providing works of art in public spaces, and also to get the art of local artists out in for the public eye. And so with this, what's amazing is that it's businesses, local businesses, that sponsor these boxes to be wrapped. And then we have art of local artists that's now being shown on street corners, which is amazing. So it's really feeding into several of the goals in the plan that the city has for arts. So it's been wonderful to be a part of that.
Oh, that is fantastic. So why don't you give us a little, whoever would like to go first, please identify yourself, because I know it's going to get confusing to the listener. But I've seen these in I'm thinking San Mateo or some peninsula town, and I was like, oh yeah, that's cool. And you kind of, and I remember hearing that this was happening and coming, but I was downtown when the installation was happening, and I was like, oh my gosh, they're doing it right now, you know.
Well, I'm Vianna, and I've been involved with the project since day one, and then Katie and Kara joined us a few months ago, so, the momentum's continued. But essentially, when I joined it, as I mentioned, the idea was planted from the previous art commissioners, Commissioner Nava, Commissioner McDaniels, and essentially, we approached the city council last October and said, it doesn't look like this is going to cost the city anything. What do you think? They voted unanimously to support the project. We then did an official call for art, with the deadline being at the end of December. So giving our local artists roughly around 2 months to come up with something, with the idea that their art was going to be on utility boxes. That was part of the brief. We received over 70 submissions of art. And then in the new year, we came up with a sponsorship package, I guess you could say. We sourced out suppliers that were interested in the work. We then decided with Dragon Graphics, who ironically had just done the utility box wrapping up in Mount Shasta. So it was really wonderful to find a supplier who already had the proven experience of something very well, the same kind of project. And Katie, Kara, and I were very excited in, I want to say, May. So end of May is when the city of Chico sent out the press release, I want to say end of May. Immediately, Dragon Graphics came to us and said, we think we've got the prototypes and the first wraps to go. Businesses got on board. There was a speed in getting their specific utility box on whatever street corner it was, or their preferred artist. So we had a rush of businesses do that. And I think, well, now Katie, Kara, and I are very proud and happy to say 8 out of the 15 boxes have been wrapped.
Wow.
No, we actually, it's 7.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me. 7.
That's okay. But everything you said was absolutely on point. We have 7 out of the 15 designated wrapped, and we're looking for businesses to sponsor the remaining 8. And the price range for the box for the sponsorship range from $500 to $625. So it's an exciting opportunity because this is increasing community pride and beautifying our downtown area. So as Bianna mentioned, I'm so excited and honored to be a part of it.
Oh yeah, that's really great. So there's 8 more to go, right?
And that's right.
Yeah.
We have 7, 8 more to go, and we have high hopes that maybe this project will snowball and maybe boxes beyond the downtown can also be wrapped one day. I'd love to see all the utility boxes throughout Chico wrapped with local art. I think so. You never know what could happen.
Yeah, no,
that's something we all aspire for. Absolutely. And then with that, there would be another phase. So that would be another call for local artists to get involved again. So yes, doing it in stages, but already the feedback on social media, the feedback from the news, the feedback from individuals like yourself, Ray, wanting to find out more. It's been incredible.
Yeah, that's awesome. How many are there in the city, or is that a huge number?
Good question. We should ask Public Works that question.
Absolutely.
We should find out.
Yeah. So there's probably over 100, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. One would think so. Let's start wrapping. You know,
it's just another layer of interest into our community. Mm-hmm. And I am 100% guilty of this. I mean, I'm like, yeah, Chico, yeah, you know. You go to other places and you're like, oh, look at this. And then I have visitors come. I have a good friend that lives in Napa. He came up and he's just like, oh my gosh, I never knew this town was so beautiful and so cool. And I'm like, dude, you live in Napa, bro. You know, come on. And people fall in love with it. And it's a different lifestyle and it's a different pace. Mm-hmm. And it's a different entry point. And he loves the fact that it's 85 degrees at midnight. You know, I'm like, yeah, man. So... yeah, it's honestly, it tickles me to see this, and I'm really grateful for you joining us tonight. So how do businesses get involved if someone's listening, or an organization or a neighborhood that says, hey, we want to sponsor something?
I would say we have a link. That's
sorry,
right. Go to
ahead,
the website.
Katie. Yeah.
This is Katie. Yes, sorry. Go to the website. There's also a link to a packet with all of the info, including what boxes and artists are where. And so that information can really help businesses that would like to sponsor a box. They can also reach out to the city of Chico, or they can reach out to any of the art commissioners as well. And we will immediately give them the information they need.
So is the website the City of Chico, or is it Chico Arts Commission? Or?
That's right.
City of Chico website.
Yeah, chico.ca.us.
Okay. And is it the same with artists? That, I mean, I understand this phase is probably closed, but it sounds like there might be other opportunities coming down.
Yes. It depends on, obviously, when the next phase kicks off. I would say there's a newsletter from the city of Chico. So I would say if you're an artist and you're interested, I would say probably sign up for the newsletter. Once that time does come, we will definitely share the news and highlight the opportunity. But for right now, artists at this phase, it has been closed.
Right. Phase one is closed. And but it sounds like honestly, this is cool. This is super cool. And thank you both and everyone involved for making this happen and bringing this. You know, I'm sure the city, hey, it's not going to cost anything. We're going to beautify our city and we're going to start gaining, I don't like to use the word appreciation, but gaining consciousness of our environment. So
that's right.
Absolutely. So go out and check out all of your street corners in downtown Chico.
Yeah. Go out for a stroll, go out in the evening.
Absolutely.
Cool. And, stop at some of our local businesses. And I'm sure the downtown's got to be thrilled about it because it is so. Now, the one I see every day is the post office one because I'm always pulling up in front of the post office. And it's just, honestly, it's just such a joy. It really is.
Great.
That's wonderful. I know. It's amazing. Every time if I drive through downtown or I'm walking, it's just I immediately go to see. You know, yesterday I saw the newest one that had just been wrapped.
Mm. Oh.
That is the seventh, I believe. Yeah, it's the seventh one to be wrapped. And it's black and white. And it's there on the corner by, is that the pizza place, the Bodega?
Bodega, that's right.
Yeah, that was the last one to go up. Yeah, I think it's right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The mystery pizza place, I call that place. Yeah, no signs, nothing, just who knows?
Right, you have to know it's there, right?
Yeah, it's one of those.
That's funny.
But I mean, Katie, you have a really good point. And I mean, Ray as well. I mean, how many times do we go downtown and, you know, we might see something a little bit negative or we might be like, oh, this is a dirty, I don't know, downtown, whatever. Well, now with these art boxes, you're like, you're proud. There's
exactly.
Actually an increased sense of community pride and, you know, and the fact that we are showcasing local business with local artists. I mean, it doesn't get more of a win-win than that.
Exactly. And it's fascinating too, because now today I was driving down the Esplanade and I had never seen it before, but I noticed the utility box. And I just think this utility box needs to be wrapped. I feel like I'm going to notice every utility box now.
Yeah,
and just see the potential.
Yeah, well, Mangrove, Esplanade, and then into the neighborhoods. You know,
yeah.
It's kind of like when the tiny libraries first started to appear, it was like, oh, look, there's one. And they were all different and kind of weird and funky and cool and cute and, you know.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to make sure to mention is that the Arts Commission is going to have a gala in what we are calling Arttober. And the commission will be highlighting the artists and the businesses at that gala.
Okay, great. And what is there a date for that set, or is that still in the works?
That's going to be the 17th of October.
October 17th.
So watch this space, save the date. More communication and information is going to be coming out shortly. But yes, we're very much looking forward to highlighting the arts in Chico.
Awesome. Is that good? Is there a location for this event?
It's going to be at the Chico Women's Club.
Oh, okay. Cool. Chico Women's Club. Well, we'll have to talk about that in September on Beauty.
Absolutely. And we'll have more of a program then.
Yeah, totally. Right. Totally. No, I mean, this is so fun. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, this is in 2 years, this is like a Manka exhibit, right? You know?
Right.
I'm sure people are out documenting these and you guys are going to do a ton of stuff on it. And I mean, it's one of those things that just gives Chico life. And like you were talking about, you know, I drive downtown and all I focus is on the empty buildings, right? That's what everybody,
right.
That's what jumps out at you when it used to be such a vibrant place. And I think this is step one of getting that back.
That's right.
Absolutely. And it's interesting you mentioned Manka because they actually took part. They were one of the sponsoring businesses or nonprofits that thought this was an important project to support. And so they have, and their boxes outside the former Collier's space.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. Cool. All right. Now I have to go see them all. And okay, I got to find a map.
Definitely.
Look at the map. Absolutely.
All right. If I go to the, I'll go to the City of Chico website and we'll check it out.
You'll find the information there.
All righty. Thank you all so much for joining us tonight. And I can't wait till we speak again.
Thank you so much, Ray. This has been wonderful.
All right.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ray. Have a good evening.
Okay. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay,
bye.
What a fun project. And yes, we did the tour the other day and checked them all out. So fun stuff, something to do this weekend. Take a nice stroll through downtown Chico and see the art boxes. And yeah, on the City of Chico website, they got a map. All right, another quick music break and we'll get back and talk about one of the signature events that KZFR puts on in the fall, Touch of Chico.
As the son of a sailor, I went out on the sea for adventure, expanding the view of the captain and crew like a man just released from indenture. As a dreamer of dreams and a traveling man, I have chalked up many a mile, read dozens of books about heroes and crooks, and I learned much from both of their styles. Son of a son, son of a son, son of a son of a sailor, son of a gun, load the last ton, one step ahead of the jailer. Now way in the near future, southeast of disorder, you can shake the hand of the mangled man as he greets you at the border. And the lady, she hails from Trinidad, island of the spices, salt for your meat and cinnamon sweet, and the rum is for all your good vices. Haul the sheet in as we ride on the wind that our forefathers harnessed before us. Hear the bells ring as the tide rigging sings, it's the son of a gun of a chorus. I can't fathom, my friends, if I knew I might toss out my anchor. So I cruise along, always searching for songs, not a lawyer, a thief, or a banker. But son of a son, son of a son, son of a son of a sailor, son of a gun, load the last ton, one step ahead of the jailer. I'm just a son of a son, son of a son, son of a son of a sailor. The sea's in my veins, my tradition remains. I'm just glad I don't live in a trailer.
Okay.
Well, it's a pleasure to welcome one of KZFR's own, Diane Suzuki, longtime programmer. And also, I don't know, I would say you're somewhat of an activist in our community, and as well as one of the co-organizers for The Touch of Chico, which is one of KZFR's, you know, I don't want to say under the radar because it's been going on for over 20 years, but it's a one of our only health and wellness event, and it's really well attended and raises a good sum of money for the radio station. So welcome to the show, Diane, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So Touch of Chico, 21 years. What's the date this year?
Well, it's the 21st annual, and it's going to be on Sunday, September 14th. Noon to 4 p.m. And It's always, well, it's been the last few years at the Chico Creek Nature Center.
Oh, nice. That's a beautiful location. And for people who don't know where that is,
it's in Lower Park near the Cedar Grove and World of Trees area. It's just upstream in that area.
Yeah.
At the East 8th Street.
Yeah, East 8th. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. The entrance is East 8th. And there's also a great bicycle access there. There's the bridges over there. So it's definitely a bike-friendly event for people that are coming in from that side of town.
Yes, thank you. And the road has been repaved, so it's nice and smooth.
Oh, good. Oh, good. So why don't you explain a little bit how this event works and what people can expect?
Okay. Well, Leah McKean and I have been co-organizing this since Wheezy Campbell, who's the creator, began. But we started taking it over about 8 to 9 years ago. And like we said, it's a beautiful venue. I organized the body workers and healers section, and it's under the redwood trees, so it's nice and shady and cool. And then Leah organizes organizes with other helpers this year with organizing the music stage, and then we have tabling with vendors and nonprofits. There's healthy food vendors there and music all day. And I also, in my area with the healers and body workers, all day presentations.
Okay. And how many participants do you usually have, body workers and healers?
Body workers and healers, my goal is always 40, so that we don't overwork them and they can enjoy the event themselves.
Yeah, and it kind of works as the public comes and uses the service of the body workers and healers, they donate the funds to the radio station. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes. So, yeah, we have a good crew of volunteers and a lot of good healing goes on throughout the day. It's a range, too, of body workers, and then there's also people that maybe do sounding bowls and maybe like talk therapy. There's just a real variety. Oracle readers, astrology, cosmic Kev usually is there.
Yeah, I just was at an event, and it was sound bowls, and it was fabulous. And she was doing an event that evening I did not attend at the Durham pool. So she had these people floating in the pool.
Ooh,
sound bowl therapy.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds fabulous.
Didn't that sound? And it was like one of those 104 degree days, you know?
Yeah.
But I was like, oh,
sounds
my gosh,
really good.
I mean, the sound bowl therapy is like, it's like floating. I mean, you just feel like you're floating in the room. So it was
right. And that's what happens after, you know, the first hour, you know, the energy of the whole park is just so mellow and people are pretty much blissed out. And then they go eat food and go listen to more music.
Yeah, and just relax and get back in touch with the planet and yourself and, you know, you're the people in your lives. So, yeah, it's
a short story. I have a friend, she's more on the conservative side, and she attended the event, and before she left, she came over and whispered to me, she goes, I feel like I'm in another world.
It is other world. So well, there's all these worlds that we're always stuck on the same, you know, kind of alpha track, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's nice to break.
Oh, yeah, this takes you to the meditation, yoga, tai chi kind of track. Yeah.
Yeah, and on a physical sense, I mean, you know, I know our listeners understand that that's why they probably listen to KZFR is because they're heavy into music and live performance, and that's another way to obtain kind of that blissful state of just separating your consciousness a little bit. And but body work and the work that the healers do and the different therapies that are available are, you know, are right there. Yeah. And accessible to everyone. You don't have to buy a ticket, you just show up.
Yes, and there's music. The music stage surely has been taking over that stage to bring local musicians. So you can just come and, yeah, check out the music, get some food, check out the local vendors. Also, the presentations right now, I have two presenters, and one is going to be talking about lymph massage, breast care, and then another one talking about from fear to love. You know, we're really in a challenging time.
Yes, yes, that is for sure. And those of us that have been, you know, we've been through these over the decades, and it's important to stay focused on what's important, and what's important is yourself and your health and your consciousness and well-being, and that's going to affect everyone around you. And if everybody collectively is in that space, then it's going to be a better scene all around, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Well, very exciting. I know that this event is, you know, you can just show up. You can just go and check it out. And if the, you know, if the spirit moves you, you can participate, but you can just go check it out and see what's happening and start to learn a little bit about taking better care of yourself, which will take better care of the planet. It's just that simple. So
let me just tell you how part of it works is you go get a ticket. It's $1 a minute, and then you can go and just look around and see who interests you as far as a body work, and just check different healers out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, great. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. And again, this is in a beautiful setting at the Chico Creek Nature Center, right on 12th and the park. And
8th Street. Yeah.
Yeah, 8th Street. I used to live over there, and you'd think I'd remember that, but yeah.
It's so beautiful. It is. It's a beautiful setting.
Yeah, they used to call it the deer pens. Remember back in the day? So, anyway.
Uh-oh. You're kind of breaking up. I don't know if that's going to...
Yeah, I think we're okay. It sounds okay so far on this side. So, but we'll get it wrapped up. Thank you, Diane, for taking time with us this evening on Butte Views and Beyond. And again, the 21st annual Touch of Chico, Sunday, September 14th, noon to 4 p.m. at the Chico Creek Nature Center. You'll be hearing more about it on KZFR. But I thought, you know, on this program, I have a lot of different community members and organizations come on, and I often don't have our own people on. So I thought, you know what, in these changing times, I think it's really, really important for people to understand that we're a lot more than just a radio station that plays music you like. I like to say, a microphone, a springboard for the community to create community and help remain connected. So thank you for taking time with us tonight.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, bye-bye.
Alrighty, that wraps it up for tonight. I'll thank our underwriters, and I got, of course, I always have one more song for you. So let's see, recap. We had Doraville, as far as our musical selections today, from the Atlanta Rhythm section. Man, those guys were so good. I got to start listening to more of that. And then one of my favorite songwriters, Jimmy Buffett, with Son of a Sailor, that on these hot, dry days, you know, you just think about being out on a sailboat somewhere, so... Anyway, thank you for tuning in. Butte Views and Beyond is made possible by your generous contributions and also by D.A. Lampe Construction, a proud supporter of KZFR and community radio in Northern California. More information, visit dalampeconstruction.com. And also by Mountain Sports, providing outdoor clothing and equipment for hiking, backpacking, traveling, and enjoying the great outdoors. Mountain Sports is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at 176 East 3rd Street in downtown Chico, serving Chico and the North State since 1975. And for details about Touch of Chico and the blood drive, just go to kzfr.org, and you'll find some information there. You can sign up, and We'll take good care of you. And again, thank you to Knockout Collision for helping to support that. And I also wanted to thank the sponsors for Touch of Chico. Embark, Chico School of Massage, and Prana Indora are also sponsors for the Touch of Chico. And we're more than grateful for their support in helping to keep these events alive and going and keep community connected. All right. It's Thursday Night Market downtown, so if you're driving up Esplanade, you might want to take Mangrove. Till next time, thank you.